Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni, and today we'll focus on an annual financial ritual or task that we all wish we could avoid but simply cannot. That is filing income tax returns. So July 31st, which is the due date for filing income tax return for assessment year 2022-23, that is financial year 2021-22, is fast approaching. And individual taxpayers who have not filed their returns already need to hurry up before it's too late. However, even before that, before you start this process, you need to access the details in your Form 26AS and also the annual information statement. Both these statements are available on the e-filing portal, and you have to also ensure that the details tally with your Form 16, bank account statements and other financial records. Now, to understand the role that these two documents can play in your return filing exercise and why comparing the details in these forms with your Form 16 or bank account statements, for example, is important, we have with us today Mayusha, tax partner with EY India. Hello, Mr. Shah. Welcome to Simply Save. It's great to have you on this special edition.
Thank you. It's my pleasure too.
Thanks. So it is the tax return filing season, and what we are often told is that even before we start entering our details in income tax return forms, we should first verify Form 26AS or tax credit statement. So could you start by explaining why is it important to do so?
Sure. So it is better that we understand what is 26AS and then dive deeper into it, why we really need to look at it. So 26AS is nothing but a reflection of couple of items, such as, you know, our personal details. You know, many a times we don't pay attention to the address and the PAN which we have reflected. Many a times many people have two PANs. So one needs to be very clear that, you know, they can have only one PAN and the address is correct, because all the communication from the tax authority would come on that address only. And therefore, if we have not done it, if there are any errors, then that can result into a challenge. So, you know, this is one reflections what we really check is that, you know, look out for all personal details and see, verify it is correct or not. Second, it also provides information in relation to what is the tax deducted and details of tax deductions in terms of what source of income on which TDS has been done, how it has been done, at what rate, whether it is reflected as interest, dividend, whatever it is, then it will reflect over there. And we have to consider that as well. Also, it has information about tax collected at source. So at various times, you know, we have to pay the buyer or, you know, the person who is remitting money has to pay tax on the transactions which they are undertaking. And whether that has been reflected appropriately or not. Also, it talks about whatever payment of taxes which we have made in form of advance tax or other taxes, then whether that has been reflected appropriately and whether when you file the return, you are going to get appropriate credits for that or not. So the first item which it covers is also that tax being paid into the government treasury by way of TDS, by way of TCS, by way of advance tax or other taxes are reflected therein. Then it also reflects certain transactions and specified financial transactions in that, and that is what we need to be aware about, that, you know, all the transactions which are being reported in 26AS specifically whether we have undertaken those transactions, not undertaken, and see that whether it reflects proper income on that or not, because that could be another way, another thing which we may want to verify. Third thing is if any immovable property taken on rent and any TDS which we have to pay on such rent needs to be reflected. Second, the other thing is that if any property we have purchased or we have sold, any TDS thereon is reflected appropriately or not. So basically, this 26AS covers three items: personal information, taxes collected and deposited, or taxes which you have to deduct and pay to someone, as an individual, and you know, the other item, which is that any specified financial transactions which are being undertaken. And if you are in the business, then you know, you might have to look at what you have submitted with GST, and those informations are being captured here appropriately or not. And why one needs to really look at this is that, you know, when this information is reflected on the online portal under your PAN, if there is anything which is inappropriate or incorrect, possibility is that, you know, you may just see that those things gets corrected. Like say somebody has deducted TDX X value, but what has been reported is X minus delta, then you are likely to get less credit, and therefore you may want to write to the deductor saying that, you know, you have not reflected correct TDS while, you know, making me payment, you have deducted more, and in the TDS return you have reflected less. Or other way around, that income which has been given to us is less, but for TDS purpose they have reflected more, then the tax authority will take the one which is being reported by the other person. And therefore, you know, you may get assessed to tax on higher
in
income.
Form 26AS is what the income tax authorities will consider.
That is right. And therefore, you know, appropriate action needs to be taken by the taxpayer in order to reflect it appropriately.
Right. So in the last couple of years, we have seen the tax department putting out detailed information in Form 26AS. And besides that, it has also introduced the annual information statement. So could you explain the difference between these two, a tax credit statement and annual information statement?
So, you know, annual information statement is much more comprehensive than 26AS. 26AS will reflect the items where the TDS has been deducted or some specified transactions which is above certain threshold is reported. Whereas annual information system is much wider, where whichever sources they collect information, and if it relates to the PAN of the taxpayer, then that will reflect in AIS system.
Okay.
So, you know, there are various transactions which are getting reported by various means, and that will get captured in the AIS system, but which may not get captured in 26AS.
All right. So, in that case, then, does AIS have any role to play in the return filing process? Taxpayers be accessing this information as well before they go ahead and file their returns?
Yeah, so, you know, let me just give you a little bit background about 26AS, because there are some specified transactions which are being captured in 26AS. And if that is not reflected in return, then tax officer picks up this return for scrutiny or audit. And then the tax officer asks explanation to the taxpayer to reconcile this and submit it to them. Now, in AIS system also, they have provided that, you know, you can do an online verification of the information which are being published, whether you agree or you don't agree, and the reasons for not agreeing.
All right.
And accordingly, they will try and see that the source from which they have got the information needs to be corrected, and things like that, and then they will do those things needful in terms of, you know, they will reach out to the persons from whom information submitted, saying that, you know, the information about whom you have submitted, they do not agree with these transactions, and then they will try to reconcile. So earlier the reconciliation was to be provided by the taxpayer. Now it will be obligation of not only taxpayer but also of the person who has provided the information.
Okay.
The second thing, how this helps in preparation of return, is that all information which is collected through AIS, that information will translate into taxpayer information summary, and that will fill up the tax return automatically from this TIS system. So, you know, generally, and there is a possibility that AIS information can be used to pre-fill your tax return when you are going to file that. Yeah, so this is the future plan, but hopefully see that, you know, how this plan works out.
All right.
So in 26 AS, what one can do is if the deductor has not reflected correct income or taxes, then taxpayer needs to go back to the deductor saying that, you know, you have not reflected correct thing, and then they have to revise information which they've submitted. Similarly, when the tax collector has not reflected correct information, then we may have to go to the, so the every action is dependent on the taxpayer, but they can't do anything online. They have to do it through various parties involved. In case of TDS, tax deductor, in case of TCS, tax collector, in respect of advance tax and taxes which are being paid through bankers, then we may have to reach out to the bankers to correct the information. That is how 26 AS can be, information collected through 26 AS can get corrected. As far as AIS is concerned, as I told you that over there, you have several options available to a person when they are looking at the information and verifying the information. So there are around few choices which are available, such as information is incorrect, or income is not taxable, or information is not fully correct, or the information does not relate to the PAN which is there, or the year for which this information is available, or information is duplicate or included in, it is included in other information, or this information is denied. So we don't agree with this information which has been provided. So these are the options which are available through AIS system. And once you have selected the right option, you have to just submit. Beyond that, you don't have to do anything in that. And while preparing the return, whatever, if this gets converted into TIS at that time, they will also consider the information which you have rejected, and they will not add as part of TIS or, you know, in your return of income. So it will take all corrective measures before the return is to be filled up.
Is there anything else that you would like to add, Mr. Shah? Anything else that could help our listeners file their returns smoothly using information from 26AS and the annual information statement?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things we just need to be mindful of, is that many a times transactions which are reported in 26AS or AIS may not be correct reflection of the income which is being earned. There are multiple reasons why this information may not be entirely correct. First is that, you know, in 26AS, the items which are covered in terms of income and TDS or TCS is only where this is above certain, value. Anything which is below that value may not get reported in this TDS return or TCS return. Second thing, there are certain income which may not be subject to TDS, but that is still an income and one needs to offer it to tax. So that is the another aspect which we need to be aware of. And therefore, this may not reflect correct income. There, it may be lower income than what we have to offer.
Could you cite any examples?
I'll just give you one example, is that, you know, if we have invested money in national savings certificate, and generally there is no TDS there on. But year on year, income gets accrued and gets reinvested. So that is where we have to offer it to tax. Similarly, you know, we have made fixed deposit in multiple banks and it is below threshold limit. In that case, there will not be any TDS thereon. And therefore, one needs to offer it. Those interests also needs to be offered to tax.
The onus will be on taxpayer to ensure that this is declared and offered to tax.
That is correct. So all income tax return, where the person is signing the declaration saying that I have reported all income on during the year, and if he has not offered, then onus is, absolutely you are right, that onus is on the taxpayer to reflect the correct income. Second thing is that, you know, it also depends upon method of taxation which I follow. There are two methods which generally prevalent, that as and when income is received, I need to offer it to tax, or as and when it accrues to me in that year, I will have to offer it to tax. And certain income being mandatorily required to be offered based on accrual. Just to cite an example, that income from house property or capital gain needs to be offered based on accrual of income. Salary income needs to be offered to tax either on accrual or receipt, whichever is earlier. Whereas, you know, income from business or income from other sources needs to be offered to tax either on cash or mercantile, the one which has been followed consistently for years. So just to give you an example, that FD interest, you know, some person offer on a cash basis. So as and when FD matures, follow accrual system of taxation, then every year I will get a certificate from the bank that whatever income which has been accrued needs to be offered to tax. Now, bankers may deduct TDS based on accrual system because that is what is required as per the law. However, if I'm following cash system, then TDS would be there, but I would not offer the entire income to tax. Then I have to defer even TDS till the date when I offer the income. And that facility is provided in 26AS that if I don't have to offer income in this year, then I have to carry it forward till the income is offered to tax. So there, these are the several nuances which one needs to take care of. And they should always verify 26AS and they should take necessary actions. As I said, you know, income you don't want to offer this year because you are following cash system, but TDS is deducted on accrual system. Then you may have to carry it forward. Then you have to state and carry it forward in the system itself. So that, you know, the query is not raised by the tax officer. He understands when, which year you are going to offer it to tax.
I'm sure our listeners will find it useful.
Thank you. All the best to everyone for depositing their tax return.
Thanks for being on, Ashkar. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to MoneyControl.com.